Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Tuesday, and we are now in the season of ordinary time. Today, we continue the beginning of our slow reading of the Gospel of Mark. Mark is the gospel that's been assigned for this particular liturgical year, so from now until November, it will be the primary gospel that we will read and worship each Sunday. If there's any insight or any kind of questions that you have that come to you through this time of prayer and Bible reading, please feel free to send me an email at pastorjim2006@icloud.com. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding Word of God. A reading from Mark, chapter 1. Verse 9. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now Jesus appears, and when he emerges from the waters of his baptism, the Holy Spirit descends and rests upon him, and a voice from heaven announces him as the beloved Son of the Heavenly Father. We can mark this down now as the one thing that we and anyone who witnessed his baptism know about Jesus, and that Jesus knows about himself. At the same time, we don't really know what all this means yet. What we do know is that what Jesus says and does, he does by the Spirit and in the favor and in God's good pleasure. And we also know that the language that we use about the one God is starting to get complicated, because here we hear the voice of the Father and we see the Spirit descend upon the Son. As difficult to understand as the doctrine of the Holy Trinity might be, can see that it isn't something that is made up out of nothing, but it is a way of speaking about what we have come to know about God now that Jesus has appeared. That is, according to what we see in this picture. If baptism shows Jesus as divine, and Jesus' temptation shows him to be human like us, except that Jesus resists and overcomes the devil's temptation and triumphs over the power of the evil one. By putting these two stories immediately close together, we see that in Jesus, God has come into the world to be obedient to the will of the Heavenly Father, and by his obedience to overcome the power of the devil, and to lead us out of temptation, and to deliver us from evil. The one John had foretold, the one promised by God, has appeared. Our champion has come to fight for us, to deliver us from sin and death. Once again, let's see how this theme will play out throughout this gospel. There are a few points where we are going to hear Jesus acclaimed as Son of God. This is one, but there will be more. each one adding meaning and depth to what it means that Jesus is Son of God. We can't look at Jesus' baptism without thinking about our own baptism. In our baptism, we are baptized into Jesus' own death and resurrection. In Christ, we die and are made alive again, raised as children of God and filled with the Holy Spirit. In this scene, we see how Jesus goes before us and then commands us to follow him. We begin a life of following Jesus by first following him into baptism, where we identify with the one who first came to identify with us, where we mark our loyalty and allegiance to the one who came to be loyal and faithful to us. At the start of each new day, we remember our baptism. We remember that we have been claimed by God and in Christ made a beloved child of God. And that is what you are and what you will always be forever and ever. Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people to set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ, for the gift of holy baptism, and for all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gifts of relationships with others, and for the communion of faith that we share and enjoy within your holy church. For what else are we especially thankful? Merciful God, a might renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who are sick, afflicted, or bereaved. We pray for those who care for the sick, who comfort the dying, who walk with those who are grieving. We pray for those who govern the nations of the world and for people who live in countries ravaged by strife or warfare. We pray for all who are working for peace and international harmony and all who work to strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else or for what else do we pray? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.